Hey, welcome to the Marshall Pruitt Podcast. We're going to do something very new and very different. I have been a junkie for the sounds of motor racing since I was a little boy. Other than hearing the race cars at the track, so my father would drag me around to SCCA events or IMSA events or whatever it might be, I absolutely fell in love with the sound of engines and all the mechanical bits and tires, just everything that involves the audio experience in speed. One of my first memories of being able to dive into it was in the mid-70s when my father, I don't know if he had it all along or if he just bought it, but it was the Sounds of Laguna Seca. It was a record. I think it was 66 maybe or 67. Had a Can-Am car on the cover. And yeah, I just listened to it over and over and over again and was fascinated by it. And ever since then, I have been a complete geek and captured sounds myself, dating back to high school and going to IMSA GTP events or otherwise. And in recent years, with much more expensive and higher quality audio recording equipment, it's just glorious sounds of twin turbo V6s, single turbo V4s, turbo diesels, V8s, flat sixes, you name it. You hear lots of electronics at work whenever a P2 car goes by with a big pop, as they have the shift cut with the seamless shift that they're attempting to create. We start off with the sound of the blaring Ford GT. They're very easy to spot. Hopefully you'll like it. I have lots more I can post, and I think I will. Don't know what the numbers are going to look like, whether this is going to be the most downloaded or least downloaded, but if you're a geek, if you love the sounds of motor racing, then you and I are A, we're kindred spirits, and B, here's 10 or 11 minutes of transportation to another place where you can hopefully join me countryside as a wonderful sports car race takes place. And that was the sounds of sports car racing. Thanks again for listening in. Check out more podcasts and other content at marshallpruitt.com.